Blog Talk Radio. because it's time for our greeting. I'm Shabby, I'm sorry. So with that being said, you all right? Welcome, welcome, welcome aboard to Friday Night Ministry with Minister Sylvia Kaiser, Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron, as well as Facebook Live. If you're looking at this live, or if you're looking at this on Facebook in a replay, or if you're listening live, or you're listening on Blog Talk and Archive, I want you all to share this. Please share it. Please let people know that we are on the air and we are letting the Spirit of God take place in this service. I'm so happy about Friday night. This is a long holiday weekend, Memorial Day weekend, so some are doing things tonight. Some are going to do things tomorrow night also. Some are going to do things Sunday night as well as Monday night. But whatever you do, please do it peacefully. Please do it in love. And please be considerate of other people, other lives, other families. Please be considerate because you want to make sure you do this weekend with love. I'm just putting it out. That's my request. So I want you all to, on Facebook, to type in your comments. You can communicate with me by typing in your comments. On Blog Talk, I want you to, when I open the lines, to talk with me concerning some good ideas that you have, or that you talked about, that you questioned, or you said something about, just a good idea. So let's start off with prayer. Father God, we come to you tonight, Lord, with our mouth open, heart open, our eyes open, ears open, and our hands open wide to receive you for forgiveness, oh God. God, we ask you to just forgive us for every sin that we've done physically. We've spoken verbally. We've thought emotionally and mentally. We act on it, God. We're just asking you to forgive us of every sin, things we've done, we didn't do, we should have done, we know to do, that didn't do. God, we ask you to forgive us of our sins. Father God, we come before you on today with the request to open our ears that we understand and hear and receive what you are saying to the body of Christ. God, I thank you for the opportunity to minister to your people. Them for the opportunity to give me this time to minister to them, because when you said to say it, I said I would. When you said to go, I said I would. When you said I called you, I said, here I am, Lord. What would you have for me to do? God, we just open ourselves and our spirit up to you, oh Lord, asking you to be our God and we will be your people. God, I ask you to bless everyone that's listening live or in the replay, in the rebroadcasting. God, give them what they need. Let them hear what you need them to hear, oh God. Let them release and receive on tonight. In Jesus' name, we pray this prayer. Amen. So, let's get started. You all get your papers, your Bibles, your pens, your pencils. We are going to talk. You get your laptops, your tablets, whatever it is you have, iPhones, iPads, whatever it is you have, radio, whatever it is you have, get it, because we're going to talk on tonight. I try not to do things the way I see other people do, because I want to use the gift that God has given me. Talker, I'm anointed to talk. I love to talk, but I know when to be quiet, too. I know when to and listen. I know when to and walk away. I know when to and tell you you need to. In case you don't know what that means shut up. Okay? That's what it means. Some people say, oh, that's not politically correct. Say, be quiet. Now, sometimes people just need to shut up. So let's get into this situation that we're in tonight, which is listening, looking, learning, and hearing. And we're going to fly. Okay, me and my sister, Apostle Lake, we was riding along in the car one day, and I remember this guy ran the stop sign. And we was reminiscing about how a guy ran a red light. And because of that action, was hit on her motorcycle and she lost her life. And possibly let's begin to talk about these stop signs and these stop lights. Sometimes seems like people think they were just a good idea. They don't know that they were put there to make sure we know that there's rules to the road. There's rules to things you do. Those stop signs, not pause signs, you know, apprehend what's going on around you, look and see what's going on around you, and then you proceed. With the stoplight, you stop and wait till the light turns another color before you proceed on. It gives you the green to go. And she was saying how he must have believed that was a good idea. Sometimes we look at outfits that people wear, and some, you know, just because the sign says one size fit all, know that there's a limit on all. You see me shaking my head. Now, when I was younger, and Apostle Leck was younger, we loved wearing catch suits. Oh, yeah, I know what a catch suit is. Yes, we love wearing them. We had the body. We were young, and we knew we looked good in them, and everybody else did it too, so we loved to wear them. And we showed, as the old saying said, show what our mama gave us. Y'all stay safe. Y'all stay safe. We're going to get through this. We love wearing cat suits and tight dresses and tight outfits and stuff like that because it seemed like a good idea. We was young and we was enjoying life, and we put the belt on to enhance our waistline to let you see it was a good idea. Mm-hmm. Let's keep talking now. We're going to stay safe. We're going to stay safe, though. We was talking about how sometimes they put these lace fronts on and bat lashes in appropriate time. So I believe that certain type of lace fronts and certain type of lashes is appropriate for certain events. You got to know the difference between everyday, casual, dressing, and how they say drama. If you are always wearing your best, when you do put your best on, somebody might not notice it because they'll say, oh, she looked like that or he looked like that all the time because it seemed like a good idea to you. So with me saying that, I would like to say when I look at my life, and I heard the Lord call my name. I remember hearing from my mom and my aunts and my pastors and different people and leaders in the church that the day you hear the Lord's voice, harden not your heart. I believe they believed it was a good idea to let me know that God is going to call you, and when he do, because... So the day that I heard the Lord call my name, and I said, okay, Lord, and now, don't get me wrong now. I didn't say yes right away. Y'all, come on now. Y'all know we don't always say yes right away. We try to negotiate because it seemed like a good idea, you know. We're like, well, Lord, I can't do this because I do that. And, well, Lord, I feel like going over here and hanging out over there. And, well, Lord, we come up with excuses because it seemed like a good idea. But one day, you hear the Lord call you, and he starts reminding you of something that you made and when you got a situation. See, I'm going to go that route today. Some of us made some promises. Now, we know some didn't have to go through that, but I'm going to talk to the ones that I could identify with and that could identify with me. We got in some situations, and we made some promises. Now, God didn't take my arm and twist it and bend it behind my back. God started reminding me of some things like, do you remember that time when you fell on a the expressway on your motorcycle and you were sliding down the expressway and the cars and the trucks was going around you and I could have let something hit you or run you over, but God pushed them away and gave me free roll. Free roll, so y'all understand. I wasn't just sliding, I was rolling and sliding. Nothing ran over me. Nothing or nobody hit me. God reminded me of his mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Then God started reminding me of the time I got hit by a car and the fan, my foot went up in the fan of a car and it got cut in half. And they wanted to cut it off, but it was a doctor there, a black doctor that needed to make a name for himself. He said, if you allow me to, I'll save your feet and you will be able to walk again. And I feel like it was nothing I had to lose. Because it was a good idea that he used me as a example that he knew what he was doing. See, God reminded me of that. That was a good idea. He reminded me of so many times me and my sister and a friend of ours, Ross, who's gone on with the Lord, will be walking through the courtyards of the projects, and they will be shooting and things going on, but no bullet hit us, but it went by us. Well, we can hear it go past our ears and see it hit in the snow. But nothing hit us. But it was a good idea for us. We was going to be over there hanging out because we was having fun. It was a good idea. He reminded me of so many things that he had done for me, that he had protected me from. He reminded me of that, and he said, I have blessed you all the days of your life. Now, I ain't even told you about I was born before time. I was a preemie baby. My mom told me that I had I had scarlet fever when I was growing up. And we stayed in a part of the West Side that was not where the rich people stayed, but we didn't know we were poor because you can look at me now and tell it even then, I never was hungry. I never was in a house where the lights was off. I was never in a house where the heat was off. We always had a telephone. We always had two TVs or more. We didn't know we were poor. See, we wasn't P-O-O-R. We was P-O-R, poor. We didn't know that. Because our families stuck together, provided together, they pulled together, and if one needed something, the other one was there because, see, that was a good idea that the family would be there for one another. So I'm just bringing up those good ideas. So as you look it in on Facebook, please share it. Please type in some good ideas you know about. We could talk about that. But I want to tell you something about what I found out when I thought it and knew it was a good idea to accept the Lord and allow God to change me. Because, see, I knew it was a good idea to say, yes, Lord. Lord, these are my desires. Lord, I need you to change my desires. Lord, this is the taste that I have in my mouth. I have a taste for this and I have a taste for that. Lord, I need you to change the taste in my mouth. God, I want to be with this person. I want to do this. God, I need you to change the desires in my heart. Because, God, if you're truly calling me and it's you, I'm asking you to do something that nobody but you can do, God. I can't do it to nobody else. God, if you're truly calling me, change my will. So it won't be my will no more. It'll be your will, God. Because your word say, my will, your will, not mine. God, so I'm asking you to do this for me because I'm at a time in my life and I don't have no time to play around. If you look at the news and you look at everything that's going on around you, look at Facebook and other social medias, when you look at it, it ain't that things have gotten this bad. No. They've always been this bad. We've always been in a wicked and trifling generation. It's just that now they're more intelligent. They have more social media where it used to take, how they say, Pony Express. Now you can get something in a split second. You can FaceTime it. You ain't got to wait. We just get notified about it sooner than it was later. I want to share something with you all. When I started knowing it was a good idea to accept the Lord in my life, I read Genesis. We know that in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. But I kept reading the first chapter. And as I read in the first chapter, if you want to, turn your Bibles to Genesis 1. I'm going to wait on you. And after I found out what you did on the first day and the second day and the third day and the fourth day and what he did on the fifth day, I kept reading and reading. And I stumbled on something that I said, wow. God didn't just do all this on the fifth day. But when the sixth day came, he said, let's make man in our own image after our likeness and let them have dominion over. God said, let us make man in our. I want to go back to that. He said, God said, let's make man in our image, our likeness. See, we have been saying it for a while, God said, let's make man in our own image. He said, let's make man in our image and our likeness. Yeah. So as I kept reading, now that was chapter 1, verse 26. In 27, it said, he created in his own image of God. It says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female was created. See, that was a good idea. I found out all God's work was a good idea from day one. It was a good idea. And the more that I read his word, I found out something else. I'm going to turn to it with me if you want to. Come on. Let's go to John 3:16. Yeah, y'all know that one. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believed in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. But did you know that 3:17 says, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. See, that was a good idea. Once he sent his son to us, he notified us to let us know. He didn't just come. He said, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world. But through his son, which is Jesus Christ, we may be saved. See, that was a good idea. See, we have to understand and know when God do something, it's a good idea. See, after the seventh day, after God saw everything he made, God laid back and he rested. Mm-hmm. He's sitting up there on the throne. He's looking at us down here. We thinking about all this stuff we think is a good idea. He's looking at all this stuff we out here doing that we think is a good idea. But I thank God that he said that 1,000 years is like a day with him. I thank God that he's patient and he's long-suffering with us. I thank God that he has that good idea. Because if he didn't, we'd have been wiped out a long time ago. I also remember reading, we're going to go back to the first part, the Old Testament. We're going to go back there. Now go with me to Exodus 20. I'm going to it myself because, see, I don't want to just read something to you all. I want you all to see me reading it with you all. That's correct, Elaine, Miss Red. When God do something, it's a great idea. It is. See, in Exodus 20 and 12, after God made man, woman, and man, God told them to go and multiply. Mm-hmm. After they multiplied and they did what they did to, give fruit to the earth, which is of a human. He said in Exodus 20 and 12, I'm going to sit up in case y'all don't hear me close enough. He said, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be longer upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. He gave a promise. Honor thy mother, thy father and thy mother. I'm sorry, I almost said it wrong. Honor thy father and thy mother. Because God made man first. His first reaction, his first life, his first breath he gave was to man. We came from man. So the man was supposed to basically be God's teacher to teach us about what God was saying. So that's what we have to come to the understanding is that not only did God so love us, but also gave his fruit, his first, the opportunity to teach us about God's good idea. Now, I kept reading. I'm looking at my notes. I kept reading because I want to go to this other one. Now, I want to go to Job, the 13th chapter. Come on and go with me, y'all. Let's go to the 13th chapter. Tonight, we're going to do a little reading, but I want you all to talk to me, too. The 13th chapter in the 15th verse. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. But I will maintain my own ways before him. See, though God slay me, I can't go to him and say, God, well, you know, my next door neighbor did the same thing and nothing happened to them, or my sister, my brother did, and nothing happened to them. Mm-mm. I will maintain my own ways before him. See, before God, I got to be responsible for myself. Because though he slay me, yet will I trust him. I will trust in him. We want to complain about what God not doing for us. Don't we always come up with, well, God, you let this happen and you let that. But see, we don't talk about when God told us no. We don't talk about when God says sit down. We don't talk about when God says stop. Don't do that. I done told you more than once, stop. Don't do that. Don't answer that phone. Don't accept that call. Don't open that door. Don't go over there. Don't come over here. See, a lot of times we want to say, well, you know, he just, ain't no he just. God told you don't go. He told you don't call. He told you don't pick up. God told you what not to do, but yet and still, you would only done it anyway. See, a lot of times we want to blame God for our good ideas. But he, though he slay you, will you trust him? Now, I kept on reading. We're going to go on over here to, John 14:14. It says, if a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my changes come. See, earlier I told you about when I first heard God call me, I kept trying to come up with excuses. Well, God, I'm doing this, and God, I'm doing that, and God, I'm having so much fun, and one day I'm gonna share something with you all. One day, a dear cousin of mine, many years ago, we were running buddies, and we used to do a lot of devilish things together. What I mean by devilish things, we didn't give God the honor. We used to do some things together, and I remember a friend coming by the house, and he said, I'm sorry to hear about what happened to my cousin. And I said, what are you talking about? And he told me, and I had heard it on the news, but I didn't realize that was him because they didn't release the name. But my cousin had been violently murdered. There's no other way to say it. And the night that that happened to him, I was supposed to be with him. But for some reason, I listened to my mom said, you need to stay in tonight and get them streets a break for a chance. And even though I was kind of upset, but she told me I couldn't use her car. And I knew that that was my way of getting around. So instead of me getting upset and said, but Mama, this, Mama, I just said, okay, Ma, I didn't call nobody to come get me. I just stayed in. And when I went to his service, I'm testified this before, and I looked at him in that casket. I gave you all some of the other part of it. When I looked at him in the casket, I saw me. And my father was alive, and I began to break. Because, see, when I was hanging out with my cousin, we was doing what we was doing, that was a good idea. But because God had protected me and God had touched my mom's heart to say, don't go, which my mom never tried to stop us from going out and enjoying ourselves or whatever. But that night, she said, don't go. And God had touched my heart to listen to her, and I didn't go. I thank God because that was a good idea that he touched my mom's heart and my heart to receive what she was saying. See, you got to know when something is truly a good idea. That's why Proverbs 14 says, if a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my changes come. See, I was dead on the inside, not knowing it. But because God had touched my mom's heart, and because I love my mom, I listened to her, and I stayed at home. When I saw my cousin laying in that casket, and God revealed that could have been me, yes, the life was brought back into me. Then I waited for God to make a change in my life because I started praying even the more, God, take this taste away. See, we have to understand a lot of situations we're in, we didn't get there overnight. Like this gray hair in my head. It didn't get here overnight. It came with time. So yes, God do things immediately, but God do things with us, some of us, to make sure we endure to the end. See, I had to endure because, see, some of the things I was doing, I enjoyed. But as I waited on God till my change came, I learned how to understand that serving God is a good idea. Because I got a chance to look back over some stuff and understand what that song means by, if I look back over my life and I think things over, that other song they made, God turned it around. That other song they made, I don't know how and I don't know when, but God is going to do it. When I think about the song that says, Amazing Grace, when I think about when God said, when the song said he died on Calvary, when I think about those things, I say, God, I thank you. See, I'm still human, and every day I fight with something, I deal with something, and I say, God, I'm coming to you again. Lord, it's me again. It's Renee. See, I can't come to him. I joke around sometimes and say, I'm coming to you. But see, when I get intimate with God, because Renee is the name my family calls me. Sylvia is the name I deal with for government and business. But intimate with my family, my loved ones, they call me Renee. When I have to get with God, I say, God, it's me. It's Renee. I'm coming to you, Lord. See, I understand the change because my desires have changed. Taste has changed. God is teaching me now how not to always have the last word. Because, see, sometimes making sure you have the last word is not always a good idea. There's so much going on in my life, and God is working it out in my life because you know why? God told me I was worthy, and I received and accepted it because you know why? It was a good idea. As long as the Lord is on my side, if God be for me, who could be against me? Because I realize it's a good idea. Now, I want to tell you something else. I realized it was a good idea. The more I read the Lord's word, the more I remembered when my mom was teaching us when we were children. The first thing I learned from the Bible was Matthew 6, 9 through 13. Let's read it together. For those of you that's listening that want to recite it to me, I'm going to tell you about the best idea that I was ever taught. That when I pray, I pray. It says, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. So when I read that, it says, forgive if you, it says, for if you forgive men that trespass, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. That's number 14, verse number 14. But it was such a great idea, a good idea, that I remembered how to pray. Yeah, we all know about Psalms 23. But as children, when your parents is teaching you, our mothers taught us, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That's what our mother taught us. That's what she told us. See, that was a good idea. I thank God that he gave me a sanctified mother, a holy roller, a woman that spoke in tongues, a woman that had discernment, a woman that could see things before we did, me and my siblings. And when we had to come to it, she taught us, talk to me before you talk to anybody else. I'm going to talk to you because, see, one thing we found out in life, which most people do, you can either go to your parents beforehand or afterwards. But either way it goes, you're going to have to go to them, whether it's a mother, father, birth, adopted, foster, or a sister, a brother, an uncle, auntie, or even a neighbor, whoever stepped up in that parent role in your life. You have some nieces and nephews out here that's older than their aunties and uncles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have some nieces and nephews that's older than me. Yeah. I'm just saying. So when you sit back and you look at the Word of God, from Genesis 1, I'm going to turn to it to make sure I'll mess it up. Genesis 1 to Revelation 22. They're good ideas. There's things in here that you need to know, you need to share, and you need to be responsible for because they're good ideas. Now, if anyone on Facebook would like to write me something that we could talk about, this is your time. If anyone is on Blog Talk that would like to share with me about good ideas, this is your time. The lines are open. Please go ahead and speak now.
Hello, this is Cecilia. I was thinking about how you had talked about when God said it's good. Everything he created, he said it was good.
Yeah.
Many times we say, oh, that was great. But God's good is better than great. God's good is better than excellent.
Yeah.
God's good is a good idea. Because when he said, let there be, it was.
Yeah.
It was a good idea. When God said, let me create a woman, it was a good idea. So many times we have to realize that when God said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask.
Amen.
So we need to work on realizing everything God does is good, but it's still better than our great. Everything God does is good, and it's still better than our excellence. So many times, we just, as my great niece Lulu say, we just do too much. We just try to do too much. We really, when God gave me that about how we look at laws, regulations, marriage, relationships as just a good idea, it's because we have not gotten to the point yet that we realize that we can ask God, is this good?
Amen.
And if God says it's good, not only is it good, it's excellent, it's great, it's better than anything we can ever fathom. And one thing, when he said in the Word, when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. He didn't say a great thing.
Yeah.
My God, we've got to look through the Word of God and allow what we say to align with the Word of God, because that is a good idea. That's all I have.
Amen, amen. Is there anyone else at this time would like to speak about good ideas? Okay, well, I thank God for allowing us this time on tonight. I thank God for allowing us to be able to share, to be able to communicate, to be able to say what it is that God has put on our hearts. Because a lot of times we don't want to acknowledge the fact that our good ideas is not really a good idea. We say, because I went to the store and they didn't charge me for what I had bought, I was blessed. That was a good idea. Maybe. But see, I found out something. When somebody tell you that that was a good idea, a lot of times, if you bring it to their attention and say, you didn't charge me for that, you may find out it was two for one. For one thing, that way you didn't walk out of there thinking you got over on somebody. Now, don't get me wrong, I ain't saying we don't get blessed like that. But a lot of times, just to ease your conscience, just say, you know, you forgot to charge me for that. You may find out it was two for one. And it'll be okay. But when you trying to get something, when you're trying to make it happen, where you're trying to get something as a pay for one, get one free yourself, that it wasn't that, you're going to find out you're going to pay for it in the long run. I remember talking with Apostle-elect one time, and she said, I ain't going to let that happen, because God ain't going to whoop my butt. She said one time God told her don't do something, and she did it. She said, because it was a good idea to her to go on and do it, she said when God got through with her, from that day on, I don't care what I ask her about or who I ask her about, she say, let me pray and ask God about it. See, when you learn what's a good idea concerning God, you're going to understand when the Bible say pray about everything. Pray every day. Always be prayerful. You're going to find out even the littlest things, even with the fox destroying the vine, everything you're going to pray about it, ask God, God, is this really a good idea? Somebody asks you, oh, I was in the neighborhood, I'm going to come back. God, is this a good idea? Girl, if you out, come over here and get me. God, is that a good idea? You got to address everything as asking God about a good idea. You know, they made a record. I talk about this and say it all the time. Smiling faces shows no traces of the evil that lurks within. Everybody smiling in your face ain't happy for you. Everybody smiling in your face ain't trying to be a blessing to you. Everybody smiling in your face is not really there for to be encouragement to you. For example, I'm going to tell you what a good idea was. I heard God tell me on today, a young man texts me every morning, sends me a encouragement. He says that's his meditation time. And I mentioned this the other day. I didn't hear from him. And I text him and say, I didn't hear from you today. What's going on? And I hear from him the next day. So today I went to text him and say, hey, I haven't heard of you, and God told me, call him. Call him. So I decided to call him because I said, God, if you're telling me to call him, it must be a good idea. Let me call him. So when I called him, he said to me, as soon as he answered the phone, he said, Sylvia Kaiser, how you doing? And that really blessed me because that let me know he was paying attention to who was calling on his phone. Now, I haven't talked to him in a long, long time, but I had enough sense to know if I have you on my Facebook page, I could call you through Facebook. And he answered. And when he answered, I said, you hadn't sent me anything, and I was got a little worried, and I was wondering, were you okay? I said, because, see, me and you grew up from kindergarten. That's how long we've been knowing each other, and we up in age, and I wanted to make sure he was okay. And he said to me, he said, you know, you don't know what you done done. I was sitting back in my chair, and he was really not himself, and he said, you don't know what you've done done. Because you called me, I'm going to get up and get on my business. See, you never know when God put a good idea in your heart and in your head. Don't you take credit for it. Give the glory to God. Give the credit back to God. And do what God has instructed you to do. God told me to call that young man to let him know I miss when I don't hear from you. I look forward to hearing from you. And just to see the smile on his face blessed me so to know I did what God instructed me to do today. Because you know why? It was a good idea that I opened my heart and let God guide it. So with that being said, I'm going to ask one time before we close our service, is there anyone else that would like to speak on a good idea? Okay, thank you all again. Please tune in on Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, to hear our very own apostle-elect, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, to hear what God has put on her heart to share with us the body of Christ. Please tune in. Watch my Facebook postings to hear and see what time she will be having service. Please tune in Sunday morning. If you come back Monday evening at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can hear this Monday is our youth. This is our youth service. This is the fifth Monday. So as of right now, I will be ministering. I'm going to see if God would have someone else to minister with me. I'll have someone else to minister to you, but as of right now, we're going to see what God has to say to the young people. Okay, that's going to be at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I want you to know we will be back here on Friday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if I said 9 p.m. Eastern, I meant Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want you all to know we love you with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it. Our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I want to say this to you all. I thank God for allowing me to retire last year, July 2022. But because I'm at home, sometimes my days run together. I lose track of time. I don't mean to laugh, but see, I thank God for being stress-free like that. I thank God for his word saying that my latter days will be greater than my first. See, that was a good idea. I thank God for that. Even though the government is saying we're going to have to work this long and that long, but when God be for you, he's more than the world against you. Y'all, we better learn how to pray and stay prayed up, because God is God all day, every day. And remember, it's a good idea to repent. It's a good idea to stay focused. It's a good idea to endure to the end. It's a good idea to say yes to the Lord. And it's a good idea to get busy for God. Whatever your hands find to do it, do it. It's a good idea. So with that being said, we love you all. With the love of the Lord, nothing you can do about it. Good night, everyone.